All right, so welcome to this Kaleidoscope session. It's going to be five talks of five very different topics, ranging from HTML widgets to forensic genetics and data-driven museums. So the first speaker will be Joe Chen, and talking about linking HTML widgets with cross-talk. Please.
All right, great. Can you guys hear me okay in the back? Okay. All right, today I'm going to talk about a new package I've been working on called Crosstalk. But before we get there, just a tiny bit of background. So if you guys aren't too familiar with RStudio's products, we are very serious about web-based visualization and reporting. And I actually started tallying up all the packages that we've worked on over the years that relate in some way to web-based visualization. And we have R. Can you guys see that in back? It's such a big screen. Okay. So we had R Markdown in 2012. We came out with Shiny, ggviz, HTML widgets, and then we've made several packages that are implementations of HTML widgets. So quite a lot, and maybe a little too much. And to kind of put all this in a little bit of perspective, I've made this table that kind of compares some of the packages that we and people in the R community have built for the web with some pre-existing packages that exist outside of the web, the sort of native packages for R. So if you want to build an app, for native, there was JGR and GWidget, so if you're familiar with those, then in some ways, Shiny kind of fills that niche for the web. For authoring documents in PDF with LaTeX, there was SWeave and Knitter, and now we have R Markdown. If you're doing grammar of graphics-based plotting, that's ggplot2 for native, and that now translates to ggviz and Plotly. And for custom plotting, you'd use something for making plots that don't fit into any kind of grammar type of a system that are very specific for domain. You'd use something like base graphics or grid or lattice if you're using native graphs. And for the web, we have HTML widgets. How many people here have heard of HTML widgets or are familiar with them? Okay, great. And then this last row is for coordinated multiple views. There have been many systems over the years that have helped people visualize and explore high-dimensional data in a very interactive way. And for us on the in this right column, it's been a little bit of a question mark there. You can do some of that stuff with Shiny, but it is not something where it's completely obvious how you go about doing that. So we're going to focus on HTML widgets today. And in case you have not really seen much of HTML widgets, let me start out with a little demo. So this is an R Markdown document that contains three HTML widgets. So I just have a Quakes data set here that I am doing some very light transformation on and then sampling, and then adding a leaflet map, which is an interactive geospatial map. I'm adding a scatter plot based on the D3 JavaScript library. And I'm using the data table, the DT library, to add an interactive data table. And I'm adding all of these to an R Markdown document that uses a new package we've created called Flex Dashboard that I'm not going to talk about today. But if you're interested in the results here, there's a talk by Jonathan McPherson about Flex Dashboard later this week. So here's what that looks like when I knit it. So this is a dashboard that has an interactive map. I can zoom in on it. And then I have this table and a scatter plot here. In the table, you can sort it, and you can search for things. Each of these individual visualizations has some interactivity, but they're interactive within the bounds of their rectangles. So they only have intra-widget interactivity. And it becomes very obvious, since all of these three visualizations are visualizing the same data, shouldn't they be connected? Shouldn't they be linked to each other somehow? And how do we go about expressing that in R? And how do we go about implementing that in JavaScript? So HTML widgets, is an intentionally unopinionated framework. It's designed to bridge R and JavaScript and to have as few opinions about how that bridging happens as possible. So HTML widgets is unopinionated about environment. It doesn't care where you render these things particularly, so we can render them in as many places as possible. It's unopinionated about visualization types. There's not a grammar here for the kinds of plots you can generate. This is designed for you to be able to do anything you can do in JavaScript needs to be able to fit into HTML widgets. It's unopinionated about what types of interactivity you build into these widgets. You can do anything you can do with a web page. And it's unopinionated about what the API of the underlying visualization library that's written in JavaScript looks like, so that you can use almost anything from a very low-level library like D3 or 3.js to a very high-level library like Leaflet or like a Sankey diagram. And because there's very few opinions imposed by HTML widgets, it's great. We have this incredible diversity of HTML widgets out there. These are all actual widgets that you can download and run today. And, you know, they run this gamut. We have, we have spatial maps. We've got a chessboard. We've got some kind of interactive table editor and a 3D WebGL accelerated 3D plot there. So HTML widgets, being unopinionated has served us very, very well. But when we want to start having interactions and coordination between these different widgets, it becomes very difficult. That diversity now becomes something that's very challenging for us to overcome. So as we've been thinking about this over the last year or two, those of us in the HTML widgets community, how do we overcome this lack of coordination? How can we help our users to provide them with interactivity between these widgets? And there are three approaches that have fallen out so far. The first that I'm going to talk about today is automatic coordination, where we kind of do as much of the work for you as possible, and you don't even really worry too much about in what way these widgets are coordinated, and I'll show you that in a moment. The second is that the author of the R Markdown document or the Shiny app or whatever has to specify how the coordination happens, how these widgets are related, and doing that with R, and Shiny is our solution right now for that. And finally, this third category, or this third approach, is that the author would direct the coordination of the interactions, but they would do that using JavaScript. And there is a package that does not currently exist, but is hopefully coming sometime soon from Ramnath, which is R-Observable. And this was previously called M-Observable, and that was in the title of my talk for a while, so it ended up not being ready in time for this talk. So I just want to emphasize that crosstalk is very experimental, so what I'm going to show you today, I'd love feedback on, and it's something that you can begin playing with if you're very brave, but not something that I would recommend really using in earnest just yet. It's extremely early for this technology. And R-Observable at this time, I think we can just think of it as like a nascent technology that is hopefully coming soon. So crosstalk is... it imposes a bunch of opinions on these widgets in order to facilitate the interaction. So crosstalk is opinionated about coordination. So it doesn't allow just any kind of interaction between things. It's very specifically today about filtering your data down and linked brushing, and both of those things I'll demo for you. It is opinionated about what kind of data you can be visualizing. It's really tailored for working with things that are either data frames or data frame-like. It wants to deal with data that's expressed in rows. It's also opinionated about visualization. So each observation or row should be displayed distinctly, and I'll get into some more detail about that. And what we get for this is that Shiny is supported but not required. So you can now have interaction between widgets without having a Shiny app running at all. You can just have a static R Markdown document or other kind of web document that you can throw on GitHub and host it that way, or put it on S3, and you don't need to have R running at all. So it's that combination of HTML plus HTML widgets plus crosstalk that maybe will start to fill in that corner of this table. And I won't pretend that we're anywhere near approaching what GGobi and Cranvas offer in terms of their native interactivity, but this is our first kind of explorations in that space. So this is how you would use HTML widgets without crosstalk. So in that first line, I'm just saying that the data frame I'm going to use is the Quakes data frame. And then I call leaflet to create a leaflet object, and I add some markers to it. And then data table, you just pass the data frame, and you're all set. To use crosstalk, this is the only change we need to make. Instead of having a regular data frame, we wrap the data frame in shared data, $new. So that's making a new R6 object of the class shared data, and you're passing in the underlying data. And now instead of passing a regular data frame to leaflet and to data table, you pass this shared data object instead. And let me show you what that looks like. So here's that exact same dashboard as before, but now we're creating an SD object from our Quakes and wrapping it in shared data. And everything else here is the same, except instead of a regular data frame, I'm passing the new SD object. And one other difference is I've added these two filter slider calls, and these are adding sliders that'll let us filter the shared data. So let's take a look at what that looks like. Okay, again, it looks pretty similar, except now we have two sliders on the left. And if I start dragging these sliders, you can see that the widgets interact with them. And these sliders work together as well. So when I make this kind of a selection, it is it's an AND relationship. I'm getting the intersection of these two sliders. So that's filtering. And we're now doing this with there's no shiny running here. This is just an HTML file. I can also make a selection here, and it will highlight those points. I don't know if you can see that. It'll highlight those points on the other visualizations. And if I make some selections here, then it'll drive the selection that way instead. And those are really currently the only two kinds of interactions that are allowed with this crosstalk system. You can only do filtering and this linked brushing. Okay, so just because crosstalk exists, it's not like all of the dozens and dozens of widgets out there, HTML widgets out there, automatically are going to work with it. They do need to be tailored specifically to work with crosstalk, and these currently are the ones that I've gotten to. So there are just some really important significant limitations here. So number one, the fact that only standardized behaviors are supported. Number two, that the fact that extra work needs to be done for each widget to support crosstalk. And then third, because of the way this data model works, all of the row-level data that's going to be visualized needs to be sent to the browser. So there's going to inherently be a limit to how much data you can cram into the browser, whereas with Shiny, you can keep all the data kind of on the server side. And most importantly, you can't use R to aggregate or summarize, fit models, smooth or quantize, or do any of the things that we're used to doing with impunity in R. You can no longer do that and expect it to work with crosstalk. And the reason that is because the way this kind of selection and filtering works is we have a visualization like this, and crosstalk will deliver this widget a message like, hey, these are the rows that are selected, right? And then the scatter plot will say, okay, great, I'm going to highlight those rows. But if you have an expression like this, like before you make your visualization, you do a group by, and even this very, very simple kind of a summarization, and you end up passing a data frame that actually looks like this instead of individual rows, and then crosstalk sends a message saying, hey, these are the rows that are selected. Well, that there's just nothing that the widget can do at that point with that information. It's not useful. So for that reason, we end up with this last limitation that we can't use R to aggregate or summarize. But the good news is, for all these problems, you can work around them with Shiny. So let me give a quick demo of that, and then maybe we'll have time for one question. So this last demo is, again, building on the same example, but this time we've added a histogram using Shiny. So by adding the line runtime shiny to the top of my R Markdown document. This is now shiny enabled rather than just a .html file. And I can use the, if you're used to shiny, this familiar render plot call. And I can make a ggplot here with a couple of extra things sprinkled in that I won't have time to get into. But when I run this, we can have a histogram here. And when I make a selection here, it highlights. I can brush the histogram, and that will update everything else. And when I do filtering also, it affects the histogram as well. So using Shiny, we can get around these kind of limitations in crosstalk. OK, great. That's it. One question?
So are there any questions for Joe?
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on.
So are we to take this as a positive sign that HTML widgets is going to continue to get support and further development sort of alongside whatever happens with ggviz?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. HTML widgets, I think, has been, I think from our perspective, a huge success in making JavaScript really accessible to our users. And if anything, I think there's been way more calories put into HTML widgets in the last year than into ggviz. So ggviz is great, too.
Gabor, do you have a question?
Hello. So my question would be, you said that Shiny, you know, helps to get around the limitations that you have with the crosstalk framework. So the question is, all this you could do in Shiny only, maybe not as simple as you did.
Yes.
So when do you suggest to use crosstalk, and how will this work in the future?
Great. So yes, I think technically there's very little that you can do with this technology that you couldn't do with Shiny. And by moving to the client, there's really two main advantages. Number one is, if hosting a Shiny app is a problem for you, then having a .html file might be just cleaner. And then the second is that by doing all the interactivity on the client side, it can be more responsive. So you can have like much more real-time kind of brushing than we're able to do with Shiny today. So.
Thank you. Okay.